Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love motion pictures. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you once again from This May Never End with another Homes Alone edition. It's Thursday, August 26th, 2021. And this is this month's bonus or extra ep, if you will. So I decided to bring in some big guns. The plan was to have three, count them, three dangling champions. But one of them, named Jade Catapretta, got a last-minute audition. And, you know, bless your heart, of course, you got to go to an audition instead of movie trivia over Zoom. So we'll have her back some other time, but we've got an amazing, amazing replacement. My guests today are Sam Levine, Greg Wyszynski, and trivia. I mean, what's the word for it, Doug? Not expert.
The opposite of expert?
Yeah, is that such a word?
novice. We'll go with novice.
That's right. Doug Mellard is here. Let's say hello to everybody.
Hey.
Alphabetically.
Oh, darn.
So that means we start with Sam, right?
Sure. Hey.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Good. Things are going well. Thank you. Yes, we're still home, but, you know, I cleaned at least, so it's nicer this week.
Yeah. And I'm getting out and doing shows. I just, when I do these Zoom shows, I like to, just sort of put a little timestamp on it that we are, I guess things are better and we're getting out there, but it's still, you know, it's still one show at a time. I'm going to go to Indianapolis this weekend.
Oh,
yeah. To have Bob Saget not do my show.
Great.
But he'll be nearby. He'll probably be like on the same block or two in Indianapolis because he's got two shows that night.
Mm-hmm.
If he feels like an afternoon show, he's going to join us. So that's the pitch I'm telling people. If you want to maybe see Bob Saget come out this Saturday, but the other guests are going to be great. Jeff Tate is coming over
from
Cincinnati. Exactly. And it should be a fun show, whether we get whether we get SAGs to participate or not.
Mm-hmm.
But Sam, you're a dangling champion. That's why you're back to continue your
always
reign,
thought of myself.
And another dangling champion that is joining us, who you just won on the last show, right, Craig?
I did. Yeah. Well, a two-timer, I believe. I think I'm on a two-show winning streak.
Yeah, yeah, you're undefeated, but you haven't been on, in a row. You know?
Right. I have a streak of when I'm here, things go well, but I'm not always here. Is the streak that I'm on?
We're like I said, getting back out on the road, so we'll, it'll be a mix of these Zoom shows and road shows. So the champions are going to be flying every which way. There's always going to be some danglers. Dan Soder is also a dangling champion currently. And so he'll be back sometime soon too.
I kind of like this though. You know, Doug, I'm a big wrestling fan, and it reminds me of back when they had different territories and you'd see like Ric Flair show up with another Federation's belt on the TV. It's right? Kind of like that. There's a whole parallel track of Doug Love's movie shows happening along with the live shows. And it makes me excited. It's like two different worlds, a multiverse of Doug Benson, if you will.
It really is a multiverse. And not multiversed in the world of cinema, but a fan of movies and a hilarious dude and my co-host on Wide World of Doug's. Doug Mellard is here. Hey, Doug.
Hey, dude. I'm just a dangler. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Straight up, I'm dangling. Not a champ this week, but I'm not a champ.
Just a dangler. And I'm sorry I said I was going to go in alphabetical order and then skipped you.
Oh, that's okay.
That was very rude.
How do you think Jade's audition is going?
I don't know. I mean,
was it an in-person audition? Those are very rare.
It was maybe a callback or maybe even a first audition, but with the director.
Okay. So probably like a Zoom with the director and, you know, you don't want to ask to schedule that.
Yeah. I don't know. Or maybe, you know, maybe a lunch, maybe maybe they went to the movies.
Yeah. Maybe a midday picnic by the park, the lake.
Might just
the
be park. Hanging out with a director who might work again one day.
Okay. You know what? I don't begrudge her that. Work is very hard to come by right now.
That's all I'm saying is that when she said, anybody can cancel up to the last minute and I can only be so mad because it's, you know, you're doing me a favor by coming on the show, but an audition, she also thought the show was going to be tomorrow. So that was part of the problem.
Oh,
is that when I reached out to say, see you this afternoon, she's like, oh shit.
Now, Doug, if they cancel, within a 24 hour period, do you still charge their credit card, per Michelin star reservation policy?
I mean, I wish I could, but I don't charge anybody to be on the show, even when they cancel. Let's take a visit before we get into what I feel will be some very exciting competition today with two of the greatest competitors and a good friend of mine here. Let's go to Recommendation Nation. Each of you will recommend one film and one film alone. Greg's really getting the hang of it. What was that movie you recommended the first time, Greg?
Sam, have you ever heard of End God Spoke, the Spinal Tap mockumentary about filming a biblical epic?
Vaguely? That does sound somewhat familiar, but I've not
early
seen
90s,
it.
Early 90s flop. That okay. I recommended. But then in my second appearance, I recommended the classic L.A. hijink scavenger hunt. Fox's first film, Midnight Madness.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You accidentally said the title of another movie before getting to the title of a movie.
Oh, before Midnight Madness, I see.
Yeah, because Scavenger Hunt was also a film. And that took place in my sweet home, San Diego.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Yeah. So a friend of mine, you could see him in the background in one scene, a guy I knew. What would you like to recommend, Doug Millard?
I don't know if you've ever heard of a great actor named Kirk Cameron, but
what is
just joking. I finally got around to watching Captain Fantastic for the first time, and I enjoyed the nice little cry session I had.
Oh, really?
I like that film. It's got some pick me up moments, but it's a weird one. But I really, the performances are great. I had a good time watching it. It's a
good
quarantine-ish kind of flick too, because there's some weird stuff in there.
Directed by an actor who he is on Silicon Valley. He was the bad guy on that show. Oh man, what's his name? Matt something, I think.
Kirk Cameron.
No. And of course, it stars Viggo Mortensen, who was nominated for an Oscar for it.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah, he's great. And he's just a guy who, he's just one of those guys who wants to raise his kids and self, you know, teach them himself and make them live off the land and all that kind of shit, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, modern society doesn't look, kind of frowns upon it.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Good recommendation. Sam Levine.
Yes, Doug.
What would you like to recommend?
A movie I saw just this past week. My gut tells me it's come up on the show before. It's called Coda.
Oh, dude, I recommended it last week.
Well, there you go.
My ass kicked in the poll by the Suicide Squad.
Not much you can do about that. I think that's just an exposure thing. But yeah, it was a really a good little film, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what people say about it. It's a family film. It's a little film, but I don't know. It just felt, it just felt like the kind of movie you used to actually go see in a theater, even though it's not a big movie.
Yeah,
like the compositions and the photography and everything was beautiful. But it's, you know, it's a story about people, and really interesting that Marley Matlin, her whole acting career, every time we see her, sometimes she signs, but she always speaks. And in this movie, she plays a woman who's just not even about to try to speak ever.
Right.
And just super into signing. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting performance to watch her.
It was.
Yeah,
I'll always gravitate towards original. Well, I say original. I think it's actually based on a French film, but smaller movies that are not giant, you know, studio tent poles or franchise movies. I'll always seek those out. So this had been recommended to me a few times. It took me forever to watch it, and I'm glad that I did. And I hope you will too. It's on Amazon Prime, I think.
It's on Apple Plus.
That's what I meant. Apple Plus.
That's why it took you a while to watch it. It's because you're just searching around through all the streamers.
Right. Well, it's because I was watching a whole bunch of movies on Amazon Prime, but that I only get to recommend one. So we're done here.
We are done, sir. Greg Wyshynski, what do you got for us this time?
I mean, like Sam, I like small art house films that warm the soul. So I'm recommending Transformers Revenge of the... No, I'm kidding. you know, do you want... Okay, you get your choice here, Doug. You want me to go obscure or more mainstream with the choice?
It's not what I want, Greg. It's what you feel.
I wasn't talking to you, Doug. Doug Millard, do you want me to go for mainstream?
Yeah, Doug Millard can decide. Which would you prefer, Doug?
Let's go obscure. I want to hear something obscure.
All right.
Oh, that's a way to get the most votes in the poll.
Because I want Captain Fantastic to win. No.
You might. Courtesy of the aforementioned Amazon Prime, this is a documentary I caught during the height of quarantine when I was just gobbling up documentaries. It's called The Lost Arcade. It's 2015. It's a documentary about an arcade in New York City called Chinatown Fair that attracted competitive coin-op gamers for a very long time, and about that place closing, what that meant to that community, and how when it reopened, they tried to make it kind of like an arcade of the people, and it failed miserably. And it's a really interesting, if you like kind of documentaries that show you like a corner of society you may not be privy to all the time, like I can't say that I've really spent too many nights at 2 a.m. at competitive gaming coin-op arcades in New York City. It's a real fun look at that type of atmosphere and what it meant to the, it's also like a love letter to this thing that doesn't exist anymore as well. And what it meant to the, a very diverse, I should say, group of people that used to go, you know, every night or every weekend to this arcade. It's a real, it was a real interesting film. And also I think speaks to, you know, the changing societal norms that we have insofar as like what an arcade means today. Does it mean Dave and Buster's? Yeah. Does it mean a barcade? Yeah. Like what is it?
Yeah. Why did it fail? Did they not serve alcohol?
I don't believe they served alcohol. I think this might have even, I mean,
well, there's plenty of arcades now, but it's just shifted into like you go and drink and play games.
Yeah, it's a place where, you know, hopefully there's a table for your craft beer next to Dig Dug kind of place, right? But no, it was more kind of a meeting place. It was more of a place where like you and somebody from the other borough kind of come over and try to fuck each other up on Mortal Kombat on a Friday night kind of place.
Yeah.
It wasn't about anything but that. So there was a sort of purity to it. And then again, like the shift when it becomes something different, when they're trying to like cater to families or, you know, cater to craft beer people. I don't remember exactly what that the twist of it was, but like it just failed because it didn't recognize what made it special. And I think it's a documentary about authenticity at the end of the day.
All right. I'm sure that no one listening has seen it. So that's that's pretty exciting. And I definitely want to see it. And I can stand behind these other two movies. So that's definitely now you've heard both Sam Levine and myself praising Coda. Definitely check that out. Even if you have to like, you know, tell Apple that you want to, you know, a free trial and then cancel it after. That's what I recommend.
Yep.
Thanks for visiting Recommendation Nation, everybody. We're going to play some games right after this break. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS or play online via Facebook games.
We are back and I'm excited because it's time to play the feud. Filmily Feud.
No.
You love it. It's like Family Feud, but I've replaced family with film.
Oh, boy.
Like I'm sure so many people have done in their lives. Enough of all, you guys. I'm going to the movies. That happens everywhere. It's a great escape. I asked 100 people, or I should say, I took the percentages from 100 or more people answering these questions. This first one will start with Doug Mellard, and then Sam gets a guess, and then Greg gets one, and each of you will get a chance to... is that how this one works? I give everybody a chance to go first, or do we just do the... Yeah, we can't do the same order every time. That's not cool.
Yep.
All right. So, yeah, each person will get a chance to go first, starting with Doug on this round. I asked 100 people, which cast member of the movie Clue would be the best at changing a flat tire?
Oh, Tim Curry.
you're just going out of the gate without probably knowing too many of the cast members. Because I'm happy to read you the options, Doug. Because it's only, you know, I can only do the poll can only be four people. So it's four people from the movie. And these are the four. The aforementioned Tim Curry, Madeline Kahn, Martin Mull, or Leslie Ann Warren. Which of those four? You want to stick with Tim Curry or do you want to change it?
I'm going to go to Martin Mull.
You like Mull, eh?
He seems reliable. That mustache says reliable.
He's a very smart man. Also an excellent artist. His art that he paints is really good. Sam, what do you think?
I will take the Tim Curry now that it's available to me. Thank you.
Yeah, Doug, you really just bailed on that concept. So, Greg, the pickings are the ladies. I mean, ladies can change tires.
They certainly can, Doug.
Madeline Kahn or Leslie Ann Warren?
Madeline Kahn seems the type to be standing on the curb criticizing how you're changing the tire.
Yep.
So I'll have to go by default, Leslie Ann Warren. But then again, also, I think Miss Scarlet was kind of a body, you know, character in Clue and could probably get the job done.
Leslie Ann Warren was Miss Scarlet?
Yes.
Okay. Here's how it shakes out. Miss Scarlet is only worth 19%, 19 points for Greg. Then we got, Madeline Kahn at a not much higher 22%. Good old Martin Mull, Fernwood Forever, he got 25%.
Oh, I screwed up.
Of the vote. Of course you did. Why
really
would
did.
You, why would you why would you stick with Tim Curry? You're second guessing yourself is what you do. That means Sam gets, if you're doing the math, 34%, 34 points goes to Sam.
Write that down.
Yeah. So it was Wadsworth in the garage with the tire iron.
Wow. I disagree with that, actually. If you remember in Rocky Horror, he had to fetch a satanic mechanic.
Yeah, but different character. Different character.
That's right. He had no interest in helping them change that tire ever.
No, sir. He wanted them there as long as he could.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next round. Like I said, Sam gets to go first in this one. He's already in the lead.
So boy.
This is exciting.
Oh boy.
Sam Levine.
Yep.
Which Golden Girl likes the movie Goodfellas the most? Blanche, Dorothy, Rose, or Sophia?
That is a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they all would have loved it.
You think so?
Yeah, you know what? Rose probably would not have cared for it. But I'm going to say Sophia would have liked Goodfellas the best.
Okay.
I'm going with Getty.
Greg, which one of these ladies do you think would like to watch a violent... what's another word to describe Goodfellas? Fun.
Crime. Drama.
Yeah. Which one do you think? Greg.
There's a better than good chance Sophia thought it was a documentary. So I'm going to, that leaves me with these. I would have to say Blanche. Probably for the dreaminess of Ray Liotta's eyes throughout the film.
I mean, that's a great reason, but just don't get distracted by his evil laugh. If he plays, like, I saw, you know, Something Wild and then Field of Dreams, Sam could probably tell me, or even Greg, they came out pretty close together, right? Not too far apart.
Well, Field of Dreams is 89. And
when was Something Wild?
86, 87?
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Like, so Ray Liotta was coming in his own, appearing in these big movies, and, you know, we got used to him. But in Something Wild and in Field of Dreams, he laughs in both, and they're equally terrifying.
That man is no angel in the outfield. That's why
just the way he's just like okay, who's left? Doug?
Me. I'm gonna go Rose. I think she's got a dark side we don't know about.
Wow.
Okay.
And I just have two options.
I mean, I love that I could throw a poll like this up on Twitter and people actually pick one. Like, I don't know how they chose. I don't know. I don't know if people really put much logic into it. But God,
the Rose pick is shrewd because there's a chance that she would watch it because they are good fellows. You know, the naivete.
Yeah.
And she's just sitting there being like, so when are they good?
Right. I mean, they didn't have the internet, you know.
Excellent choice.
Right, and she might be watching it like on commercial television with bleeped out words. Or
she doesn't know.
It's a 15-minute movie.
Or when they throw in, you know, hey, shut the fuck up, Mother Fisher. That's funny that I said fuck.
So the first fuck slips through. Yeah.
They're terrible at it. They don't, they kind of pick and choose which ones to change. okay, so coming in fourth place, chosen by no one, Dorothy, with a mere 9%.
Yep, not her steez.
I tell you,
everybody knew it.
You look at B. Arthur, and Dorothy is not the first name that comes to mind.
Nope.
So I think that's part of why she did poorly in the pool. Cause she's definitely the most hard ass of all of them. So maybe she'd love Goodfellas, you know, she sounds like a good fella. but next up, 17%, Greg, that's Blanche.
Yeah. My Rose theory comes through, or simply people like Betty White. One of the two.
Yeah, that's another thing. That does kind of become a popularity contest, I guess. Rose, chosen by Doug, got 21%. Leaving for Sam, whopping 53%, Sophia.
My God.
Yeah. You are running away with this thing, Sam. I don't know what's going to happen.
My
at this
parents
point.
Will be so proud.
Well, let's see how they would feel about this next round, because they might find this to be in bad taste.
I'm sure it is.
Greg gets to go first. You ready, Greg?
I'm ready for there to be a choice that's 100%, hopefully.
I really should try to come up with a question that might go that way, but for some reason, usually it spreads out pretty evenly, which helps for this game. Who has the worst farts between these three gentlemen? I wouldn't dare say this about a lady.
Ladies don't fart. You know that, Doug.
That's right.
That's true.
Which of these three guys has the worst farts? Tobey Maguire, Alec Baldwin, or Shaq, a.k.a. Kazam?
Oh, God. Wait, why the hell is Tobey Maguire in there?
Because when I thought of, you know, who has the worst farts, I thought who doesn't seem like he's almost like a lady, like he probably doesn't fart.
First of all, his farts are going to be innocuous because he's just like flying through the air on his webs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's crop dusting.
Oh,
literally.
I thought he retired from that role, but there's rumors he's in the next one, I guess.
Oh, he's definitely in the next one.
Boiler space.
Like I have it on the inside track. I'm just saying from the fan stuff I've read online.
I'm going to have to go with Shaq Diesel on this one, Doug. There's no way.
Okay.
They're all thunderous. Right. Like a slam dunk in his rookie season with the Orlando Magic. Just thunderous.
He's a very large man. I'm shocked that any of the other two people got any votes at all. What do you think, Doug? Which one do you?
I'll go Baldwin. I feel like he could, you know, he might have a terrible lunch.
he also eats a lot of Spanish food from his very Spanish wife.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. And I'm also realizing that the third round should still be four choices, just to, you know, so that at least you get a pick between two things when you're the fourth person. I'm still working out the kinks.
So, the kinks. Yeah. Can I choose Blanche again or
yeah.
Sophia even? No,
you're stuck with Tobey Maguire.
So I had no decision here. No
basically. Decision. Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. Yeah.
I would have, I assume it's Shaq. I would be hard pressed for him to not be number one by a pretty significant margin, I bet.
Toby,
yeah, and, you know, that's the idea, is that, you know, somebody can possibly catch up if they're far behind at this point.
Sure.
But that brings Greg's total to, I think, around 83. And Sam, just from the first two questions, got 87. So you didn't even need those that 14%, Sam.
All right. Oh, is that what it is? Was Tobes 14%?
Yeah, and Doug came in at 80. So you guys all came in really close.
Wow.
Yeah, Toby was 14. Alec Baldwin was 39%. And Shaq, 47%. I thought that one would be like crazy.
Oh,
higher.
Yeah. I would have assumed Shaq would have been around the 80%.
But, that's, you know, wild. Just goes to show you that people do not like Alec Baldwin or Tobey Maguire.
No, Alec Baldwin, he does a lot of yoga. And when yoga people fart, that will clear a studio.
Yeah, I really needed that Green Party candidate in the race to take some of Tobey Maguire's percentage, but it didn't happen.
Well, congratulations, Sam. As you know, as a regular player on the show and in life, that winning the first game really doesn't mean anything other than the slight advantage that might come from getting to go first in the next game.
Very good.
And we will play that game after this break. We'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back. And Sam gets to go first in the game that's going to determine it all. One of these are all previous dangling champions. You were dangling champion for a minute, Doug, or I should say a minute, because that means a while now these days. But for a moment, you were. So Sam gets to go first, followed by Greg and then Doug in the fan favorite weird algorithm.
Oh boy.
Oh.
Yeah. I love this game. IMDb has a weird algorithm. I'll name a movie. You take turns naming who you think would be the most popular in that movie according to the rearranged cast listing in their popularity index.
Oh my.
Yeah. Have you played this before, Greg?
I haven't played it before. I just did a perfunctory question, which is, is the algorithm based on like searches, or do we know anything about it? It seems very mysterious.
Exactly. It's very mysterious. And that's why it makes this a fun game, because it's a little unpredictable. But I feel like the bottom line is, it must be based on searches, because it tends to seem like people that pop like in the news for something. Tend to, you know, get searched a lot on IMDb.
So like notoriety, scandalous.
Can be scandal, can be positive, can be that they're just in something that's popular. There's so many different ways. And as we play, it kind of reveals itself. You go, that person's probably popular right now because of, you know, you can kind of figure it out.
Fascinating.
But it's hard to nail it down exactly, because it gets weird. So We'll start with Sam, like I said.
Okay.
The first motion picture. Who do you think would come out on top today in the IMDb algorithm for the film The 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Ooh.
Lots of people in that movie.
Ooh, that is, you got a Marvel guy. A Marvel guy, that's how I describe.
Yeah. Clara. I mean, he is a Marvel-us guy.
Oh, man.
Wow, that's a great one.
I really do want to say Rudd. I don't know. It just seems like such an easy guess, though. I'm probably going to be, that was my first instinct, and I'm going to probably Tim Curry myself right out of this one. I'm going to say Steve Carell.
Okay.
I don't know. The Office is very popular. It's on multiple channels every single day.
Yeah. So, well, you don't have to talk the other guys into answering that.
Oh, they're allowed to answer it too.
Because, yeah, that's what I was about to say, is that answers can be shared in this game. But of course, strategically, that might not be the smart way to go.
Oh, interesting.
Never mind. Forget what I said. I'm wrong. It's not Steve Carell, even though that's my answer.
Everybody kind of talks through their what drives them to an answer. So, you know, it may not help. It could have hurt the other play. You know, who knows? Sam might even be playing some sort of twisted mind game here.
Sure. Ooh. That's definitely what I'm doing.
Yeah.
He's probably number 9, and I'm just not thinking deep enough cast on the movie, but
maybe not. Greg, what do you think?
Point of order, Doug. When did you collect this information?
Today.
Ooh. Then I will take the dangling fruit of Paul Rudd from a tree.
Okay. Doug Mellard, what do you think, buddy?
I'm going Rudd also. Said we could share answers. He's in.
Rudd buddies.
He is Ant-Man. That's pretty tough to beat, it would seem.
Here's how the points break down. If you get the top person's name right, you get 3 points. Second place, 2 points. And third place is 1 point. Play 3 rounds, and there's a tiebreaker if necessary. I want to play the tiebreaker because I love it. Yeah. I might slip the tiebreaker into the third spot.
Ooh, daring.
Change it up. Yeah, I don't know. I'll definitely tell you what it is one way or the other. Coming in at, how deep do you guys want me to go? Number 11 is Mindy Kaling. Kevin Hart, number 10.
Whoa.
Here's a shocker. Number 9 in the popularity algorithm on IMDb for the cast of 40-Year-Old Virgin is Seth Rogen.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, he's all the way at number 9. 8 is Leslie Mann. 7 is Kat Dennings. 6, Jonah Hill. 5, an uncredited Jenna Fischer.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wild. And number 4, little tiny Ant-Man.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. You see, my thought on that was that his searches would have increased because the Ghostbusters Afterlife trailer came out.
Sure.
Well, there's a strategy to that.
That got him to number 4, Greg. That's pretty high up on this list.
There's still 3 more names.
Mm-hmm. Number 3, and worth 1 point to Sam Levine, is Steve Carell.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So I'll take
other ones.
I'll take it.
That 1 point.
I cannot. Is it like Craig Robinson? No, he's not in that one.
Nope. I think number 2.
I'm thinking
he
of
is in that. He is in is that he? One. He's is the he? Doorman that doesn't let him in.
Oh, right. So that's the clone. Oh, it's what's her face?
Hey, can I just say?
Go ahead.
Your guesses are done. This is the part where I tell you what the answer is. Number 2 is Elizabeth Banks.
Right.
Wow.
Because she's on Press Your Luck.
That's not why.
That's exactly why. It's on.
No, she's directing websites. Some big. She's got some big movie she's directing.
Oh, the cocaine announced. Thing.
Yeah, and she's also the host of Press Your Luck, but I don't think that's why she got so high up on the algorithm. Because not hosting a game show at all, but managed to be number one from the cast of The 40-Year-Old Virgin, is Catherine Keener.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great. Well, the great Catherine Keener.
A sad day for the Red Buddies, let me tell you.
Ruddy.
It's not a good day to be a Red Buddy. Wow. Sam's in the lead. Here we go, round two.
Okay.
We'll start with Greg. Do you recall a motion picture that I love? Soderbergh's best, if you ask me. Out of Sight.
Whoa.
Yeah, I do. I do know that movie.
Who do you think from that movie, Greg, is number one?
See, this is an interesting one because it could be Scandal or it could be recent recent work. I'm going to go recent work on this one.
Okay.
And I'm going to go Steve Zahn.
Hmm.
A star of The White Lotus on HBO.
Ooh. I love that show. I'm going to go to that four seasons someday.
I wouldn't recommend it, sir. Bad things are afoot at The White Lotus.
Oh, you think those things happen to every guest? What a terrible ad for their resort.
I'll say this, though. If it does, they do a good job covering it up. Many people were not aware of all the comings and goings in that place, as it were.
Yeah, but it just looks like a beautiful resort that they took over because it was, you know, perfect for making a production that they could just be in a bubble. And, you know, get through it safely and then put it on TV with, like, Mike White wrote that entire thing himself. It's really, it's impressive.
I believe it's a four season somewhere in Hawaii. Uh-huh. And I know
that's
that
what
because,
I said. Yeah.
Yeah. We stayed down the beach from it and, looked longingly at it
while they were shooting. Yeah.
By. No. Not while they were shooting. No.
Oh, okay. that's when he saw Steve Zahn. When he was at his hotel. Is it a spoiler to say something when a show's like that is all done? Is it a spoiler to say like something that happens in the first episode of it even?
I mean, I haven't watched it yet, but you can spoil the first ep if you need to. I don't know.
There's something wrong with Steve Zahn's balls in the first episode. He has they go to a very startling close up of his giant balls.
Oh wow. Yeah.
That is not a spoiler for Sam and I.
I've seen plenty of swollen balls.
It only got you guys more excited.
Mostly,
about watching.
Mostly just the same two.
Yeah, now you got a hook, Doug.
It's that moment when you realize it's not TV, it's HBO Max.
There you go. Yeah. And they keep that spirit alive through the whole thing. Okay, so Greg says Steve Zahn. Doug, do you remember this movie, Out of Sight?
Yeah, I watched it a few months ago. I love that movie.
It's so good. The time jumps in it and everything are really, it's really effective.
My initial instinct was either Cheadle or J-Lo, but I feel like if Catherine Keener can beat out everybody in 40-Year-Old Virgin, then she can beat out everybody here. I'm going to go with Keener.
All right, Sam, what do you think? We got Keener and Zahn and a big cast.
Oh, well, I was going to guess Keener. That was what I was thinking.
You still can.
I know, but now he's got me thinking it might be Steve Zahn.
Because of his balls.
You can pick that one.
All those Steve Zahn big balls Google searches bring up his IMDb page.
What is up with Zahn's balls?
All right, I'll go with Zahn.
Sam's going Zahn. Okay. So anybody want to change?
Oh boy.
Holy shit.
we've picked like 11 and 12. They're not even on Doug's list. I'll stick with it. It's probably wrong, but I'll stick with it.
All right. So Doug and Sam are saying Steve Zahn and Greg is saying Catherine Keener.
No, I said Zahn with Sam.
Okay. You and Sam have Zahn and Doug has Catherine Keener, which Doug, congratulations for sniffing that out. Cause she's just a sporting character. She's just a magician's assistant in a couple of scenes. But let's go. Let's just go, just for curiosity's sake, deep into the list.
Oh, no, this doesn't sound good.
It seems like you can't do shit right now without hearing something about J-Lo and Ben Affleck,
right?
And J-Lo's ex, the baseball player. She's number 8.
Wow. What?
Yeah, that's how weird this is. Number 7. Who had that great clip going around where he put Kevin Hart in his place, is Don Cheadle, my poker buddy, Don Cheadle. You play poker with Don Cheadle before, right, Sam?
Of course.
Oh, it's the best.
He's the best. he's great.
I mean, he's a great poker player, but also, you know, his life.
He brings the fun stories.
When he tells a story, you're in good shape. Mm-hmm. number 6 is Viola Davis.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Right. Number 5, George Clooney. 4, Sam Jackson. 3, an uncredited but playing the same part he played in Jackie Brown, Michael Keaton.
Of course. Ray Nicolette.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And number 2 is Catherine Keener.
Oh,
wow. And number 1 is Big Ball Zahn.
White Lotus Power, baby.
Wow. Thank you for saying Zahn. I would have gone Keener.
Yeah, see, you helped him with your answer, Craig.
Listen, I've faced off against Sam once, twice, or several times. And I feel like that was a very shrewd defensive move. Because I think he knew I had a little something with Zahn. And now he's blocked me. He's met my Zahn.
Well, you're giving me way too much credit. That's not at all what happened.
All right, here we go. We're going into round 3. I feel like a tiebreaker might be happening as long as y'all don't 3 pick the same thing, because Sam currently has 4 points, Greg has 3, and Doug has 2. So you're all within 1 of each other. Let's talk about it again. It came up earlier in the show. Who do you think's number 1? Starting with who we started this time, Doug. Doug, what do you think is number 1 in the cast of the classic comedy Clue?
Oh.
We talked about changing tires earlier, but this is just who's the most popular in the cast.
Just a quick question. Remind me again who Catherine Keener plays in that movie.
She is uncredited Mrs. Body. Remember there's a Mr. Body?
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Body got cut from the film and she didn't get credit.
Got it.
What do you think, Doug? And you can change your answer later after the other guys named people that you didn't know were in the movie. If that's what happens. Do you know the cast of this movie?
Enough. I'm going to say, God, this is hard. Just because I don't know who, there's no like scandal here or anything like that. I'm going to go Christopher Lloyd just because of some of the iconic characters he's played.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair.
He's got to get a lot of searches as Doc.
Recently he dressed up as Doc and went somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a big convention. Him and Michael J. Fox did, I think in somewhere near Washington, D.C., like just the last few days, last weekend, maybe. And those pictures were pretty widely circulated.
I met him and he was dressed as Doc on the set of something and I lost my mind. I couldn't even talk to him. Wow. He actually saw how weird I looked and he came up and introduced himself because I was staring at him. He was so nice. Very nice guy.
Yeah.
Stick with Doc.
Sam?
That was where my gut was as well. When you said the cast was Christopher Lloyd is always pretty popular. And I was thinking about that picture of him and Michael J. Fox. So I too will guess Christopher Lloyd.
All right. So Greg, you have to pick somebody else if you don't want to.
Yeah, I do.
He's still 1 point behind Sam. If you go with Sam's pick, there's no winning here.
There's no Plus winning
Sam,
here.
Sam hasn't caught on that I lose all the time. So,
interesting. I think Sam would have said Christopher Lloyd if you'd have said, Lee Ving. That's the guy who plays Mr. Body.
That dude was Lee Ving.
Lee Ving. Right.
That's have amazing. You guys seen Lee Ving's balls?
I took a glance at him as I was exiting.
If this was a few months ago, I would be tempted to say Jane Wiedlin because that Go-Go's documentary came out on Showtime.
Yeah, she's like the
Telegram like the girl.
Singing Telegram.
Yeah. I am your singing Telegram. Bang. I obviously, I can't take Christopher Lloyd. I think logic would dictate it could be Christopher Lloyd. So I will go with... I will go with my deity. I will go with Tim Curry. There's really no else. I can't imagine it's Martin Mull. I can't imagine it's, any of the other cast members. So I will go with, I'll go Tim Curry.
Well, it probably isn't best to bring your imagination into it. We're dealing with facts here.
I know.
Any changes from Doug or Sam, or are you locked in?
Sticking with Lloyd.
Sam?
I guess I'm locking, I guess.
Okay.
Wow.
Number one. I'm going to start with number one. Leslie Ann Warren.
Wow.
I know. I have no idea how that happened.
Wow.
I think she was just I think she was just in something.
Maybe it was because a lot of people saw your Twitter poll, I guess. About who could change a tire, and so
right.
So everybody Googled, and IMDb'd. That's probably it, right?
That's what happened.
Okay,
Leslie Ann Warren, auto maintenance, and then their IMDb came.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. Number six is Madeline Kahn, so that makes sense because she hasn't been with us for a while. Martin Mull before that, who. His role on Arrested Development's one of the funniest things ever. Mm. The way that she laughs every time he appears out of nowhere, he's always in disguises, and it always makes Lucille
laugh
with delight. Number four is our buddy. Such a great actor, so great on Better Call Saul, Michael McKean.
Mm-hmm.
I say our buddy because he follows me on Twitter, even though he will not respond to DMs. But I'm sure you know him, Sam. You've met him.
I work with him. In fact, he played my dad on a pilot that didn't go.
Oh, was it called Lenny and Son?
Oh, that's exactly what it was called.
Wow.
Yeah, we lost Squiggy recently. That was sad. I miss Squiggy. Mm-hmm. Here we go, guys. This is a moment of truth.
Oh, boy. I have such regret.
Number three is Tim Curry.
Damn it.
So that brings Greg to 5 points. And number one is... We knew that already. Leslie Ann Warren. Number two. Number two is good old Christopher Lloyd.
Hey!
Yeah!
Hokey doke! So that means great Scott! Sam picked up 2 points for a total of six. Doug, too little, too late. I think Doug helped the other players in this game more than himself.
That'll happen.
Yeah, but it's fantastic. Official. Sam Levine is our winner. Congratulations. Ooh. Sam,
thank you.
Well, you did it
really. Ooh. Jade helped the other players.
Yeah. I mean, it's wild imagining how all of that would have played out with Jade participating, and we will get her back very soon. Sam, what are you doing? You got plans Labor Day weekend? You'll have to tell us where you're going, but are you available that weekend to return to the show via Zoom?
I am not. That's what I thought. I am so sorry.
No, don't be sorry. We'll work it out to have you back sometime down the line.
Great.
I can be somebody.
I'm happy to be a dangling champ again.
You are back in the dangling position.
All right. Like Steve's on swollen balls. I am dangling precariously over a future episode of Doug Lowe's.
They were definitely more in the resting position for memory serves than the dangling position.
I haven't seen it yet, so I don't.
All right. Really quick. The tiebreaker. I kept looking at it, I got so excited about it. And I think that it won't be the same results if I play the same movie another time. So I think it's fair for me to go ahead and blow it out right now. But today, and whoever says it first gets just a gold star. Who do you think is number one in the cast of the movie JFK?
Oh my God.
Today?
Yeah, today. Ooh. I'll give you some examples. Joe Pesci's number 12. Narrator of the film, Martin Sheen, is at 7.
Oh, wait. I'm Michael Rooker.
That is correct.
Holy shit.
The Yondu effect.
Oh,
where's Kevin Bacon?
Everywhere right now.
Yeah. Well, that's what's really crazy is I was watching that Lin-Manuel Miranda animated movie Vivo on wherever it's at, Netflix. And I was like, why do I recognize that voice? Who is that voice? Michael Rooker is a voice in Vivo.
Wow. Yeah. And gets like the first 15 minutes of the Suicide Squad.
Hey, why would you frame it like that? Why would you?
I mean, because it's the 15 strongest minutes of his performance, Doug.
Mm-hmm. Where's out of curiosity, where's Kevin Bacon on that list?
He is.
Look, he's still.
He's number five. He's number five.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, Costner's number two. So if anybody went at the safe bet of the star of JFK, they would have got 2 points. But
I figured he might have been number one because of that the Field of Dreams game from a week ago.
Yeah,
yeah. No, that's probably why he's number two. Like I was kind of when I looked up JFK, I was in my heart hoping that Kevin Costner wouldn't be in the top three.
No,
because there's so many amazing actors in that movie.
But he's on the critically acclaimed Yellowstone as well.
What number is Wayne Knight?
He was like close after Pesci in like to 13, 14, something like that. Okay. All right, guys, we got to go. Doug Mellard, what do you got to plug?
I have a new album coming out next week called I'm Worried About Me. Pre-sale's up now on iTunes. It's going to be awesome. I'm really excited about it. It's all my quarantine material. Performed one time and retired, and it comes out next Friday, September 3rd. And then, of course, listen to Wide World of Dogs.
Of course. New episodes 3 Fridays a month. And on the 4th Friday, I don't rest. I do another Douglas movies. That's what you're listening to right now. That's what when Jade canceled, I was like, well, Doug Mellard, normally on a Thursday, we talk around this time of day. Yeah. So maybe there's a chance he'd be available today. And thank you for being here, Doug.
Yeah, thanks, man. That was really fun.
Greg Wyshynski, what do you have to plug?
Well, I want to congratulate Sam on his victory. In lieu of plugs, I will now be singing Tim Curry's I'm Going Home from Rocky Horror Picture Show. On the day I went away. You can listen to me on Puck Soup, the podcast that combines hockey with pop culture. And you could read my stuff at ESPN.com on the NHL page. And remember, we have the rights to the hockey games for the next 7 years. So get used to me, folks.
What is the name of the character played by Sean William Scott in the Goon movies?
Oh, Doug Glatt.
Yeah. I just brought it up because his name's Doug.
Mm. Yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah. And if you've and not I knew, seen and I knew Goon, with your hockey background, you would know the answer.
Definitely check out the first Goon. It's good.
Yeah, it's so good.
I love it.
Sam.
I have two things to plug. The first is I recently appeared on another podcast that is not this podcast. Hard to believe, I know. It's called Dave and Ethan's 2000 Inch Weird Al Podcast. And it was a wonderful, wonderful, fun show. We had to break it up into two parts because it was so lengthy. But if you are a Weird Al fan, I highly encourage you to listen to that podcast and more specifically my two episodes. There was a lot of geeking out about the wonderful and amazing Weird Al Yankovic. Secondly, I am on Cameo, ladies and gentlemen, and I am not just there. I mean, of course I'm there for the standard fare of birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, what have you. But I am carving myself a fun niche on Cameo. Do you have bad news you need to deliver to someone? Do you need to apologize to someone and you are too cowardly to do either of those two things yourself? Please ask me to make a video apologizing to someone or breaking bad news to someone. I am happy to do it. I am a professional actor, so I can be as sincere as you need me to be to express just how sorry you are to tell your former partner that you may have given them chlamydia.
Ah.
Okay. Among other things.
Sam, thanks for passing along that message to my ex just now.
Yep.
I owe you the money.
Done and done. But sincerely, if you need Cameo needs for all covering all corners of messages that need to be delivered, come see me on Cameo. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sam the Ma'am. I'm going to be in Indianapolis this weekend, Saturday, 4:20, Douglas Movies at Helium. It's always a gas. And then Douglas Movies will also be showing up at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois on September 12th and at Wise Guys in Vegas on October 9th. Dates are, you know, still coming in. And so try to find Douglas Movies near you and come see us. Thanks again to Greg Wyshynski, Sam Levine, who we'll see again sometime soon as the Dangling Champ, and, of course, Doug Millard from Wide World of Dougs. As always, he's big enough to learn. He's big enough to act like Old Yeller.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart